Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insights on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly believe that we all uniquely possess all of the things that we're seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo episode on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I'm sharing how you can take your power back by stepping into your healed era as a CEO. Not enough entrepreneurs are talking about the self-belief plus energy needed to embody the next version you are birthing. And I think it's a conversation that we need to really start to have, because every single stage of building a business will present you with new sets of blessings and challenges that you will have to work through and alchemize to activate the quantum you. All right, here's the thing, humans. If you're not operating at an optimal mental capacity in every part of your life, you're going to navigate your business feeling like everything is an emergency and you want to burn everything down, which you don't. I don't know if you guys have watched my stories, but a big part of my routine, beyond meditating, journaling, and just really coming into full presence with myself as much as possible, is actually working out my body as well. Most of you may not know this, but I actually do not like to work out. It's something that I had to train myself to do. And I'm training myself to do that because I know that when I am operating my mental body, my physical body, my emotional body at optimal capacity, I know that my business is actually going to run in that way as well. Remember, I called this episode the healed era of our CEO entrepreneurship journey. If you keep operating your business where everything feels hard and difficult, your body is going to eventually shut down. And what we're actually seeing in the landscape right now online is that a lot of business owners are shutting things down. Because at the end of the day, if your business is exhausting you and it feels like a never-ending long to-do list, you're eventually not going to want to do it. If you're feeling confused right now by your business, I want to invite you into this question. And I want to ask you, what decisions are you not making? For me personally, whenever I feel resistance, I know that something else is trying to emerge. Whenever I feel like anything is hard, I always ask myself, why? Am I making this hard? Am I being asked to redirect? And most importantly, I always notice that it's always something that I'm not deciding on. In fact, I've been using a lot of the examples around getting to record Waking Up with Melissa in a studio. There were a lot of moments in recording this podcast that started to become difficult. The content creation part started to become difficult. And when I actually really sat down and closed the laptop and I started to ask myself, what feels hard? Like, what is it about this? I've been doing this for however long. What feels hard? It was because I wasn't making a decision. And the decision that I needed to make was to close off certain channels and to really double down and focus on what was already working. So I want to bring that question back to you. What decision are you not making? Remember, you have the power to reimagine and go back to why you first started your business, why you first started this healing path. I want you to reimagine what it would look like and what it's going to feel like from a place of having fun, from a place of it feeling light and it feeling like it wasn't work. Remember, there was a time when Instagram was like this and just social media in general, or blogging or writing or sharing, but somehow, some way, people started to take themselves so seriously and we got lost in the art of creating. And actually, I think that's what happens to a lot of artists, right? It's like once they start to take it serious, it's like everything goes down the drain. In fact, a lot of students come to me and they tell me this all of the time, that when they started their business, everything was flowing and they made so much money and there wasn't any pressure. And the minute they started to take it seriously, the minute they left their job and they went all in their business, shit came crumbling down. Why did that happen? Well, because you put an immense amount of pressure on something that was actually really fun and exciting. So my advice to you is to strengthen your mindset. Trust your intuition. Remember, your business is only and will ever be about two things: your self-belief and your energy. This is why I'm going to invite you inside of this episode to take this four-step process and this four-step process that I actually walk myself through anytime I feel resistance in any category of my life. And this is called the four re-steps, okay? The first re is reassessing your North Star. You see, as we're growing as humans, our North Star changes. Oftentimes, my goal is one thing and I get to the goal and then all of a sudden I feel like, wait, what's next? I'm lost. And that's because I have to reassess my North Star. Your North Star is where you're pointing all of your energy, your intention, your attention, all of the things that you get to create are your North Star. I remember when I first started my business, my North Star was to go to Bali. And of course, a few months into being in business, 2020 came and the whole world shut down. And I'm like, wait, why am I doing this business again? I know that I'm on this path of having a deep desire to share, but for the business aspect, I always thought it would be cool to have my own business and be in Bali somehow, some way. I don't know why I thought that that was my North Star. I'm creating this business because I want to live this life of, let's say, financial freedom or location freedom, time freedom. And I don't know why I had it so dead set in my mind that I was going to end up in Bali. And when the world shut down and we couldn't leave, I really had to sit with myself and really ask, wait, why do you really want to do what you're doing again? Who are you doing this for? What offers excite you? And in what ways are you being called to share this with your community? And also, what happens if you don't go to Bali? Do you still want to do this? And I realized in that moment, like, yes, I do want to do this. This is my purpose work. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I had to readjust my North Star. And I said, okay, what if I start to travel within the States? And actually, that's how I ended up buying a van and doing van life with my wife and my dog for 7 months. It actually came and it was birthed through this reassessing my North Star because Bali was not accessible anymore. That just wasn't in the cards. And so we were traveling and having these road trips that were 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. We one time drove 11 hours and we started to realize that, wow, we're having so much fun on the road. So let's bring this back to you reassessing what your North Star is. And then two, I want you to realign your intention. If you're here to build a sustainable business, if you're here to create that wealth or to create that 100K with one offer, it's going to require aligned action. So at this level, I want you to ask yourself, how do you want your business to feel? You see, in step one, we relocate the North Star. So we know why we are traveling down this path. It's almost like the dangling carrot. But in step number two, I want you to realign your intention. Your intention is your energy. So I really want you to imagine, how do you want to feel? And I actually just walked a client through this today. We had a one-on-one and they are a serial entrepreneur, have built multiple businesses. And they were at a place where they were sharing with me that they can push and keep building, but that something was begging for them to slow down and that they actually couldn't. They had never been in a place of building a business and they actually never knew even how to build a business without pushing, without overexerting this energy. And I asked her and we did this exercise together and I said, okay, let's just forget about profiting and all of this stuff. Let's talk about sustainability and let's talk about how you want to feel. When you imagine yourself waking up every single day, having to work at your own business, how do you want to feel? And she came up with this beautiful long list of feeling impactful and aligned and purposeful. And I started to ask her, okay, from that energy, what kind of business do you feel would support that? And we were able to get to the type of business that would really be able to support her by doing number three, which is reimagining the you of tomorrow. When I think about the version of me that has all the things that I want, I can always clearly make the distinction of where I am now and how I'm operating and the me of tomorrow that's not even making this thing a problem. When things are out of alignment, it's usually because something needs to change. You need to make a decision on something. Whether this is your life, your business, your partnership, there's something in your life that is asking you to make a decision. And I think about putting my intention and my attention towards the things that I want. I want you to take a moment right now and reimagine the you that doesn't exist right now, but the you that you keep thinking that you're going to get to. And I want you to think about the qualities that this version of you possesses. And I want you to reimagine how your business can feel when you relocate that North Star, when you come back to that intention and alchemizing it and bringing it back to how you want to feel. And then I want you to ultimately reimagine the you of mañana. How is that you of tomorrow operating? What kind of problems are they not making problems? Which leads me to the last re, which is about redesigning the block. Quickly interrupting this podcast to introduce Divine Dollars, our new newsletter on how to increase your energetic capacity to 10x your cash flow. This is my exclusive hot take newsletter where each week I'll be dropping juicy AF insight, insane value on how to grow a profitable, sustainable, soul-led business. Each week I'm dropping a hot take on leading industry topics, plus a roundup of my latest YouTube and podcast episodes. Sign up to be the first to know about my upcoming offers and bonuses too. You see, in my world, energy is the new currency to align with so you can double your income and cultivate conscious coins. Get the latest drop each week by subscribing to my newsletter so you can become a better human and in turn become a better CEO. Number four, I want you to redesign the block. Instead of feeling like there is this perceived failure, I want you to rethink of it as an intuitive redirection and this empowering lesson that gives you an opportunity to try again. I think at the end of the day, none of us are born with a manual. We were born into this earth, and part of this journey is figuring out our journey and figuring out who we are. You see, our business is just one part. And I think a lot of the things that is being brought up and being stirred in this industry is everybody feeling like there is just one way to do it. And right now, as the earth is continuously growing up, as the humans are evolving, as we have more awareness over what our deepest desires are and answering that question of who am I, our business has to grow alongside with us. So just remember that this is an opportunity and an area of growth. This is an opportunity for us to shift our perspective, especially coming off of the heels of what this eclipse energy has really been asking all of us to do. This is not just happening online. This is happening worldwide. And so if you have a business, then this is trickling into your business. If you're in a relationship, this is trickling into your relationship, into your single era. All of this is being trickled into our life because, again, it is an opportunity to redesign and re-alchemize this perceived block. What if there was no such thing as failure? What if there was no such thing as getting it wrong? What if every single turn that you made was the right turn? What would happen then? I remember when I was at a place where I had to alchemize this perceived failure. And one of the questions that came through was, when is enough enough? And I remember I kept pondering that question. When is enough enough? And I remember I lived my whole life feeling like, well, when I get this thing, it will be enough. When I get my house, it'll be enough. When I get married, it'll be enough. When I have this amount saved, it'll be enough. But I quickly found myself checking off those boxes, hitting those goals, and it still wasn't enough. It was like I was getting to that place and then I kept moving the goal. And I found myself in this hamster wheel. So I'm offering this last redesigning this block and this perceived failure as truly an opportunity to remember that we only have one life. And every single day that you wake up is a freaking damn blessing. We're not supposed to be living under this immense amount of stress. What can you do today to redesign every aspect of your life so that every single day you get to wake up feeling like, I tried my best. I gave it all I got. And there's something that I always tell our students, which is going to sound a little redundant, but I want to share it with you. And it's that at any given moment, you are doing your best. And I know it sounds really corny to say this and repeat it in this way, but your best is your best. And as long as you're giving it all you got, how can your best fall short? Your best is all you got, and your best is your best. And so as long as you feel good and you feel like you're giving your life, your relationships, everything that you got, then that just has to be enough. Humans, it's been amazing tuning in with you all on this episode. I thoroughly enjoy recording all of these episodes. Not only does it make me feel more connected to each and every one of you, but in the sharing of all of this stuff, I feel like more parts of me also start to be healed. More parts of me also start to continuously be open. We're now in this era of redesigning our life. And my highest hope, my highest intention is that this episode has provided some sort of value. And if it has, I would love if you screenshot you listening to this podcast either on YouTube or over on whatever streaming platform you have, and head over to I Am Melissa Ruiz and tag me on stories. Tell us your biggest takeaways. And that's all for now. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.